In Bosque County, Texas, a crime of prehistoric proportions. Someone has apparently stolen a dinosaur footprint from Fred Owens Ranch. The footprint of the meat-eating theropod had been preserved in limestone for at least 65 million years. Now it's gone. Fred Owen joins us now from his ranch southwest of Dallas. Welcome, Mr. Owen.
Thank you.
How did you discover the footprint was gone?
I had some friends that came onto the ranch and wanted to show another friend some of their family these prints, and they're well known in this area, and many people have admired them and enjoyed them, and they called me, and I met them down there where the prints are, and we looked at this hole where this had been removed, and I was pretty well shocked that somebody would do something like that.
So the footprint had just been gouged out of the ground.
Well, yeah. They dug it out with a hammer and chisel, it looked like. They didn't use a rock saw. They removed an area of rock about 3 or 4 times the size of the print. The print was probably 12 or 14 inches wide and 16 inches long. It was a three-fingered print, kind of like a chicken print. Each one of the fingers were about an inch deep.
You have several other of these prints on your property, too, but this was the best one.
There's 3 or 4 more prints within 2 or 3 feet of this area.
Hmm. Any suspects? Do you have any idea who might have taken it?
Oh, we have no idea. I called the sheriff, and he immediately sent a deputy out here with a camera, and they took pictures and are now working on it. I don't know how much good they've done as far as discovering who did this.
Do you have any theories of your own about who might have taken this?
It could be someone that wants to sell that print to a private museum, or could be an archaeology department of a university. The students were a little bit overeager and might have decided they needed to remove that for their department. That could be from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible, do you think, that some good old boy from down there just decided he wanted to have a dinosaur print in front of his fireplace?
I think that's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
But it would take 4 or 5 men 8 or 10 hours of hard work to remove something like that in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of look on that as a national treasure, really. And we just were really shocked that somebody would do a thing like this.
What would you do if you got it back? Would you put it back?
There's no way you can put that thing back in that hole. I wouldn't attempt. I imagine that thing weighs 300 or 400 pounds. I just hope that they didn't destroy it or damage it, and that we can recover it and give it to a place that has a lot of traffic and people can enjoy it.
Thanks very much, Mr. Owen.
All right. Thank you.
Fred Owen lives on a ranch southwest of Dallas, Texas. Recently, someone stole a dinosaur footprint from his ranch.